Hello, it's Richard Lannan for Set for Success. We're going to continue our discussion on what it takes to be successful in business, career, and life. I like to think of my guests as business champions or life champions, and I think I have one today that I can sort of add that to. You know, he has been in the show a few times. He's brought his expertise to us a couple of times over the years, and he's an everyday people just like you and me with the experience of the peaks and the valleys and detours in business life. Heck, even personal life. Maybe we'll even try to pull a personal story out of him today. We'll see. Pretty business type guy, right? In a way, I guess you can say our guest has experienced the good, the bad, and the unexpected in business just like anybody else. And I know this is a lot of words leading up to this week's guest introduction, but I think it's important that we have a little bit of fun and set some context. When I meet with a guest, I like to think that I'm having a cup of coffee. You know, we're at the Business Champion Cafe, but something very interesting has happened over the years, and which has been important to me. But these days, that cafe is no longer brick and mortar location for me. It's becoming more and more a virtual type cafe of every day. I find myself greeting or agreeing with to meet with people for coffee, but on Skype, Zoom, Facebook, Blab, recently Blab, and just wait till you hear about what Blab's all about. I literally find myself sitting in my home office, drinking a cup of coffee, tea, or water, and I have video chat going on while I'm yakking with people. Sometimes those conversations are as good as a meeting, then like a real coffee. And at the end of the day, I make a list of accomplishments. How many business meetings have I had? What were the outcomes? Do I feel good and connected with some people around me? Had I had a good coffee and a chat? Did we create relationships, make decisions, or were decisions made? And better yet, if you're in business, did you close a deal? Why not? We might as well add that in because ultimately we create relationships in business to further our business, to close a deal. In our world, there's a lot happening in our space due to technology, digital technology. You know, in a way, when I think about digital technology, I'm a little jealous of the millennium generation. And I talk on the show lots of times about myself. I'm from the Generation X, and we're pretty technology savvy. But I often find with the younger generation, they just know a bit more than we do because, heck, they just grew up with it. So what is happening in our digital world around us? What's happening in terms of generation for your business? And what's the competing big stories and things that are happening? Or can you compete with big stores with technology? And what are some of the marketing opportunities? And what kind of budget do you need? I mean, there's all sorts of questions that go unanswered. And hopefully my friend, my business friend and my guest, Joseph Ransett of Greenleaf Social Media, can help us answer some of these questions today. Joseph, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Richard. I'm excited to be here.
I'm always excited to have you here, Joseph, just because you give me a hard time sometimes. I think that's a good thing. You know, somebody has to, right?
Yeah, well, when you said, you know, drinking coffee, tea, or water, I thought you were going to say wine or whiskey.
But, well, I hold that for later on in the evening or something, right? The business day is done. Then I just get on social media or I have a chat with somebody video-wise, which is so cool when you look at it and conversations in different rooms as if you're there. Like, I sometimes leave my office or my home, my living room, wherever I am with my video, and I feel like I've gone out on like a coffee date.
Yeah. to me, the implications of that are so profound because not only can we connect with people from around the world right in our living room or our office, you know, but that we, when you look at some of the broader implications, even when we no longer have to commute to the office for meetings. What does that do for traffic, for city planning? What does it do for the environment, you know, cutting down? And in something just as simple as Skype meetings or teleconferencing, you know, open so many possibilities with such, you know, profound impacts on our businesses and our daily life. It's inspiring.
Well, it is, you know, and in certain respects, and I know we're going to talk about all sorts of stuff, but since we're on this path of thought, it's a greening opportunity. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, oh gosh, your name of your company is Greenleaf too. But I was going from the perspective, I was like, a friend of mine asked me the other day, how many kilometers did I put on my vehicle last year for business? And I said, I put 3,000 kilometers on it. And they looked at me and thought, 3,000 kilometers, how'd you do that? I said, well, I had most of my meetings from my home, right? I wasn't commuting to an office every day because I was able to basically run my meetings where I was as opposed to having to dress up and go somewhere to have them, which was quite an impact if you think about it.
Yeah, you know, we have an office space, but most of our team work from home, you know, and we're distributed, you know, throughout the country and even the world. And, you know, so we have team members here in Winnipeg, team members in the U.S. One of our team members has spent the last month in the Philippines.
Okay.
You know, and we come into the office from time to time, but for the most part, we give everyone the latitude to work when and where they're most productive.
They are. You know what? With that in mind, why don't we find out a little bit about yourself and about Greenleaf social media? Maybe we'll go there just to sort of set the stage for our listeners.
Yeah. I mean, very short introduction. I've been involved with internet marketing since 1999, have worked in digital strategy, you know, for over 15 years. I teach digital strategy in the professional program at the University of Winnipeg, and have been a founder and co-founder in a number of different digital strategy and tech companies. And Greenleaf Social Media really is a company that was founded saying, how do we take all the processes and knowledge and expertise that we have, you know, from our high-end agency and make that available to small businesses at an affordable rate, but still having that quality control and access to expertise, but providing it in a way that is manageable for a small business owner.
Small business. When you say small business, let's just define that a little bit, because I know when you talk small business, people have a slightly different definition of that. Mm. What do you mean by small business?
You know, it really does range, but it can be anywhere from someone who has an idea and they're looking to get validation. Up to businesses, you know, at the chamber, you know, we define a small business of 50 employees or less.
Okay.
And we serve kind of, you know, within that whole range, but our sweet spot really are, you know, kind of smaller operations. So maybe 10 or under that are really passionate about what they're doing and having an impact. We serve a lot of, speakers, authors, thought leaders.
Okay.
But we also serve a number of local businesses, that are saying, how do we take what the big companies are doing and employ it on a local scale so that we can have an impact within our circle as well?
You know what? I think what we'll do then, so I'm going to pose this question and we'll work on answering it when we come back. And the question we're going to pose is, what are some of the biggest challenges a business have in terms of their digital strategy or challenges today? So this is Richard Lanham for Set for Success, and I'm chatting with Joseph Ransett of Greenleaf Social Media. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome back. If you're just tuning in or just coming back with us, we've been chatting with Joseph Ransett, and we started to talk a little bit about digital challenges. And the question I posed to him just before our break was, what are some of the challenges or biggest challenges of business have in terms of their digital challenges? So, Joseph, I'm going to throw it over to you. I mean, you've been working in this space for a long time. I think we've set that up. Mm-hmm. So what are some of those key challenges?
You know, I see, especially when it comes to digital and social media, I see three main challenges that businesses face. The first is knowing the difference between promotion and marketing. A lot of times people think just because they're putting something out there that it's marketing. And I would say that really falls more in the line of promotion. And I'll dive a little bit deeper into, how to really make marketing work for you.
Okay. Give us the three first, and then we'll dig into them a little bit.
The second is social media is a tremendous opportunity. But if we look at it through the lens of an end user and not see the opportunities on how to approach it as a business, we can potentially fail miserably. And the third, and I think the most important thing, is not knowing your numbers. Building a marketing strategy, the first question any legitimate marketer should ask you is, what is the lifetime value of your customer? And other metrics related to that. And to me, this is the one that merits the most discussion.
Okay.
Because it is absolutely critical for a business's success.
Okay. So, well, let's go backwards a little bit then. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. I know you want to talk about know your numbers, and pretty much every business leader I speak to, they say that, right? You need mm-hmm. to know your numbers. And I agree. And I think we can dive a bit more into that one. But the first one, you said the difference between promotion and marketing, mm-hmm. or versus marketing, I think is what you said.
Yeah.
So what do you mean by that?
Well,
let's go deeper there.
And this actually does tie back, to what we just talked about. But marketing, if it's not measured, it's not marketing.
Okay.
You know, just because you're out doing something And putting your voice out there doesn't mean it's marketing. It's marketing if it has a strategy and you can measure it to determine how effective it is.
So what's the difference then from marketing and promotion? So what's promotion?
Well, promotion is just pushing your stuff out there.
Like content?
Just trying to get it in front of people. You know, you could buy advertising, and that's all just kind of pushing out there. But the biggest mistake that I see specifically in digital is people... There's so much content available. People will read a blog and
they'll learn,
I need to do a blog. And they'll see a podcast, I need to do a podcast. You know, they'll get all these different ideas of things that they need to do. And that's kind of the tip of the iceberg. But the most valuable part is what lies underneath. Getting a sense of what is the most important activity for me to be doing in terms of generating leads and driving revenue back. And all of those different pieces have a place. However, the sequence of approaching those can be misleading. So sometimes just modeling what other people are doing can send us down the wrong path if we don't see where we fit in the cycle of our business and theirs as well.
That makes a lot of sense. You know, one of the things I was chatting with a business peer, and we were talking about the changes since 2010. Mm-hmm. And what we were talking about was content marketing. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the explosion of content marketing on the internet And I guess in terms of what you're just talking about, too, it ties in quite nicely where, you know, you go to a workshop or you attend a keynote or you attend a session somewhere or you listen to somebody's iCast. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly you think, oh, my gosh, I should be doing that, too. I should be doing that for my business also. Mm-hmm. But that's not necessarily the case, is it?
You know, content marketing especially, you know, we see this, publish content. And that's really important. However, it serves a certain function, and it's very often that businesses will invest a lot of resources that without getting the return, and it's very often that we'll work with clients and say, no, we can double your revenues with a single blog post if it's executed properly, and we'll build a support marketing strategy for a single blog post instead of trying to publish a blog post every week or every day or whatever. It's knowing the underlying strategy and how what we do on the front end, how it ties back into what our offering is on the back end and making sure we have the support.
Okay. So making sure you have the support. So does that bring us into social media opportunities? Is that like a good segue into that? Because you're talking about a lot of underpinning and back end stuff like this. Maybe that's where we should go with promotion and marketing. What is the kind of back end stuff are you talking about?
Well, you know, really it's about beginning with the end in mind.
Okay.
And a lot of times, you know, we're looking at, oh, here's the surface stuff. But if we know what our end goal is, when a customer walks through our door, whether that's, you know, figurative or literal, what is the ideal outcome that we want them, you know, the action that we want them to take? And it's, you know, if it's purchase our product, then we need to figure out how does what we do on social media tie back to people purchasing our product?
That
doesn't mean that we go on social media and say, buy my product. But it does mean that the things that we do should have a clear path to them buying the product. And a lot of times people fall into this mistake of just building a community without that community that they're building on social media actually linking back to what the call to action should be.
It's interesting you would say that because one of the exercises I was doing this morning is the sales funnel, right? And if, you know, if you're listening, you're not familiar with a sales funnel or a funnel for a business, I mean, it's similar to what you're talking about. You have followers, fans, right? And then eventually you want them to take some kind of action. Mm-hmm. But you got to figure out what that action is. And that's not always easy to do, making that transition between, you know, actually getting people interested in what you're doing and then making them go from that point to whatever it is, the action you need to take.
Well, and that's what digital is so good for. You know, in the past, it used to be someone would come into our store and we're going to try and get them to buy or they're going to walk out.
Yes.
And now digital provides this huge, gray space in between that either or that allows people to get to know us, you know, through the content we share and so forth. But again, it still all should tie back to what's that outcome and are we supporting people in a process, that has their best interest as well. If we offer something that's valuable to people, we should be leading them there, not just to becoming our friends, but also going deeper and getting that level of,
that outcome.
Of value they're looking for.
Yeah. And that's a good point, right? Because in social media, and I've learned this lesson too, you provide content, but you're selling something, but you're really trying to provide something of value so people are interested in buying from you. I was reading recently, and I'll try to do this real quick and then we'll sum up, in the automotive industry, that most customers are starting to come through the door more knowledgeable on the automobile that they want to buy than the person that's selling it to them. Mm-hmm. You know, and that has a lot to do with the fact that they've done their homework beforehand.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, you know what? We'll take a short break. Maybe we'll come back with that absolutely point. It's fascinating to find out what you can do with digital technology, digital media, and how it impacts your business. So this is Richard Lana for Set for Success. And when we'll come back, we'll continue our conversation with Joseph Ransett. And hopefully there's some lessons in this for you. We'll be right back. It's Richard Lannon here for Set for Success, where we're talking with Joseph Ransett about what to be successful in business, I guess career and life, because we can sort of tie this all back when we look at it. Our conversation is all around digital technology, digital media, social media, and really pinpoint it more for the small business person. But heck, maybe you're listening and you're interested in a career in this stuff, so maybe we might get a chance to actually chat about that a little bit too. If you think about it for a while, I mean, what are the business challenges that you're having right now? And especially as for the topic that we're engaged in, there's just so much happening out in the internet, and there's so much buzz about internet content and what it means to your business. But at some point in time, you've got to make some decisions around it. What are you going to focus in on? How are you going to use it? What's the best way to leverage it? So that's really what we're talking about today. So when we return, we'll continue our conversation with Joseph Ransett of Greenleaf Social Media around digital approaches, digital strategies, your digital business, your digital back end. We'll also ask Joseph for some tips, tricks, ideas about what to be set for success or how to be set for success in your business or maybe your career and your life. This is Richard Lannon. We'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannon, and we are talking about digital technology or digital media and what you can do, I guess, to look at some of your success on the internet. And our guest today is Joseph Ransett of Greenleaf Social Media. Now, Joseph, just before the break, we were talking a bit about promotion versus marketing, internet content generation. I was talking a little bit about people's product knowledge. Product knowledge has really gone up by the customer, mm-hmm. Say maybe in the last 5 or 10 years. Would you say?
Absolutely. You know, you talked about the internet being a value-based economy, that there's so much free content available that people are consuming it, and they're able to get an awful lot of information. And, you know, the opportunity and sometimes challenge that exists for business owners is how do we transcend just information, you know, and deliver a higher level of transformation, you know, with people in terms of, yes, we'll give you some information, but we'll also help you to take the next step. Yeah. We'll also, you know, help you to get to know, like, and trust us so that we can take this relationship to a higher level.
Sure, sure. So what does that, I guess, look like? Maybe that's the question I should be asking. So if you want to take a relationship, and we're talking business relationship mm-hmm. here. Well, let's just be clear on that. So what is it you need to do to take your business relationship to the next level using social media?
As small business owners, I think it's critical to understand that digital media provides us the opportunity to play on par with the big boys.
Okay,
the large companies. In the past, you know, we couldn't compete because we didn't have the $1 million budget for the Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, you couldn't do it. Yeah.
But now through digital media, we can, for an ad budget of less than $10 a day, and sometimes for a single dollar a day, we can provide a company quantum leaps, not just in their exposure, but in their revenues because of the targeting that digital media allows us. So I can choose, for example, you know, if I'm working on a high ticket deal with a company, you know, for a very, very low budget, for a dollar a day, I can get the right content in front of the right decision makers to land a 6 or 7 figure deal. And so these are opportunities that are available to small business owners if they have the right strategy. And that's where we have to look at things through a lens of what is the outcome we're trying to achieve. And that, you know, forces us to kind of cut through some of the noise and say, yeah, this isn't just about tweeting and blogging. It's about getting very clear on what the outcome is and building a strategy to get there.
So can you give us an example of what a strategy might look like? Do you have an example
share? One of the powerful technologies that's available to us now is a strategy called retargeting. And, you know, I'm sure you've had this experience where maybe you were shopping for a car and you're thinking, you know, I'm going to buy a red Mustang. And as soon as you have that idea in your mind, what happens?
I see the red Mustang everywhere.
Red Mustang,
I love it.
Everywhere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And Now, most people who are listening may have had this experience on the internet as well. You're on Amazon, you're looking at a pair of shoes, you're looking to buy something, you don't buy it, but then following you see those ads following you around on the internet everywhere you go, on Facebook or in whatever sites you visit. And this is not a sign from the universe. It's actually a technology that's saying, it gets kind of creepy, but that is tracking your activity that we can now serve ads to match individuals'
behaviors. And what you might be interested in. But that gets into what, demographics versus psychographics? Does it sort of start to blend in that sort of thinking?
It does, and it goes a step beyond because it's not just demographics and psychographics. It's actual behaviors that we can target people based on behavior. So if someone comes to my website and they're doing research and information on how do I profit through social media, not only can I give them that content, but now I can serve them an ad saying, are you ready to take your business strategy to the next level? Here's some extra content that you couldn't access before you visited that other page.
Now, would you be using things like Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn to do those kind of things?
Absolutely. We need to recognize that people use social media, for distinct purposes.
Sure.
They don't do it so they can be blasted by ads, although that is happening. People are going there for authentic relationships. They want to connect with friends. They want to watch kitty cat videos, whatever it is. We need to meet people on their own terms. And if we can understand what people's interests are, what their behaviors are, we can build a strategy that says, how do we take what we're offering and match it to their interests and behaviors so that it's not, an in-your-face ad, but it's something that actually has value and people are interested in consuming.
Yeah, and I can see how that could work for like intellectual property, for example. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know for myself, I use the internet for a lot of research. Mm-hmm. Anything I'm interested in, I write a weekly blog. When you said the blog piece earlier on, well, yeah, I get that. I write one weekly and has it, you always ask yourself, well, has it really helped my business? Mm-hmm. Has this action or activity helped and is it getting to the right people? Is it in the right place for the right people to link onto it or connect to it?
Yeah. Sorry. Well, if you think of what retargeting allows in the past, if I wanted to buy a print ad or a TV ad, I'd pay $10,000 for a certain blast and it would go in front of, 50,000, 100,000 people.
Everybody.
But if only 1% of the people are interested in that, that's 99% of that money. That's really essentially a very poor ROI. But imagine if you could say, I'm only going to target the people that have visited my blog and read these posts. Those are the most qualified prospects you can have. And now you're paying pennies on the dollar to serve ads or other valuable content to them.
Now, see, that's an interesting thing because I've always wondered, like I check out Google Analytics and I know what pages are my most popular and things, what pages people go to on my website and stuff. But what I don't know is who those people are. Mm-hmm. Is there another technology that goes on top of that tells me?
And that's exactly what retargeting is.
Okay.
By installing a retargeting pixel, we're now able to track who those individuals are and, as creepy as it sounds, follow them in their other behaviors on the internet.
Okay. Now, when you say you can target who they are, like you don't know literally who they are, like their email address and their home phone number and their address and stuff like this, or is it going to get really creepy on me here?
It can get very, very creepy.
Okay.
With big data and the data that is available, there are technologies and strategies available that we really can get as deep into. Not only people's voting preferences, but what kind of spaghetti sauce they buy and which store they buy it at and so forth. The opportunity exists for us as businesses, obviously, to use that in an ethical way.
Yes, of course.
In a strategic way.
Yeah.
Because to me, this is the exciting thing is we are inundated with ads, but it's the ads that actually match our interests and our values that we're going to take action on.
I find it's a little weird only because we were talking about doing research, and I do a lot of research and a lot of times for my clients. So I do notice sometimes I'm doing something for a client and I get stuff that's starting to show up because I'm researching something for them. Mm-hmm. And I'm going like, I'm done this project. I'm no longer interested in that. I'm moving on, right?
Yeah.
So it's something we could maybe talk a little bit further on. You know what? We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion on the digital, I'm going to call it the digital of things, just for a term to use. And we'll talk a little bit about, you know, what does it look like knowing your value and your numbers and everything when it comes to this too. This is Richard Land, and we'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Land back for Set for Success. We've been chatting about the digital of things, digital challenges. I'm going to call it the digital of things from now on, just because it's just such a big area and everything, and I want to play with that term. My guest today has been Joseph Ransett, and Joseph has been bringing us through, I guess, really what we could say is a social media strategy, and he might correct me on that, but just sort of the different things. If you've been listening to us, we've talked about promotion marketing. We've talked about social media opportunities. We got into the conversation about retargeting. And I guess earlier on, Joseph, we were talking a bit about knowing your numbers when it comes to this stuff, because there's just so much you can dig into. And so what do you mean by knowing your numbers?
Well, you know, a lot of small businesses will, especially if they get into a cash crunch, will dial back on marketing because it's very hard. You know, I'm putting money out, and if they can't track that money in, you know, it can leave you feeling pretty hopeless that it's doing anything.
And you're doing a lot of work from what you said earlier intellectual property or thought leaders, and in that business, I mean, you know, 30% of your spend could be on sales and marketing, right?
So and I think, you know, often we get into this mindset of, you know, how little can I spend on advertising and marketing to help me achieve my goals? When I think the most important number that someone can have in their business is, what's the most I can afford to spend to get a new client? So if you know what the lifetime value of a customer is, you say, I know I'm going to earn, let's just say $100, you know I can afford to spend up to whatever, $50 to achieve, you know, to land that client. That now you've got some clarity on saying, okay, it makes sense that if I can spend up to this, I can get creative with my marketing, and I can scale up and I can bring new business in. So having clarity on what that number is really, really important. Now, typically, we will not spend the whole amount. You know, we'll look to make it cost efficient. But we have to get clarity on that number so that people can track. We know this is working. We know there's a return, and we can afford to invest $1,000 or $100,000 or whatever that value is into a digital marketing strategy. And where digital is so incredibly valuable is that we can track it with incredible, incredible metrics and a level of accuracy that was never available to us before. And if people are working in digital and they don't have that kind of accuracy, either they're doing it wrong, or they're being given the wrong information, because we can track with such a level of precision that it opens up the gates to whole new world of possibilities.
So, you do a lot of work with small businesses, right? So is there any, I better not have too much dead air here with this question. Is there any sort of structure where, you know, if you're a solopreneur or you're the independent professional and you need a digital strategy, you should be spending this amount of money. If you're five people in a company, maybe you should be spending this amount of money. Is there any kind of rules of thumb?
You know, the guideline that we'll look at is 5% of a margin.
5% of a margin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is a good marketing budget.
Okay.
And what we're seeing with most of our clients is we can get such a return on investment through digital that they're shifting a lot of their marketing budget away from other regular activities toward digital. And so generally, though, we're looking and saying, if you're putting a dollar in and you're not getting at least $4 or $5 back, then, you know, don't do it, because it's not working. But with social and some of the strategies that we're able to put together, we're seeing, you know, returns of 100, 1,000 times, you know, from dollar in, because of the level of precision and targeting.
Yeah. So I guess then if it's 5% of margin, then it really just depends on what your gross end is.
Exactly.
So if you're doing 500,000 a year and you're doing 5% of margin, so you're talking about the bottom end of the number, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're getting 100,000 out of the 500,000 that you're doing in sales, you're talking about 5% of 100,000?
Exactly.
Yeah. I wanted to clarify that, because I mean, you know, for some people, I mean, you know, what does that mean? What does that number mean, right?
And that is, you know, knowing your business model is really important, because, you know, some people have a $1 million company, Yeah. And they may be taking $30,000 a year out of that. And yeah. Others may be, you know, if they're you know, information marketers, speakers, et cetera, $1 million could be $900,000 of profit for them. And so getting clear.
Thanks for sharing that.
getting clear on those numbers is incredibly helpful. But what I would say is there is no budget too small for digital. And even if you only have a dollar a day, you can make a dollar a day, turn an incredible return on that investment if you have the right strategy.
Just by putting in the right thing. In terms of strategy, like what do you need to go through to develop a strategy? I guess that's the question I'm going to ask.
Well, you know, when I teach marketing, I always ask the students, what's the first rule of marketing? And they respond in unison, know your audience, right?
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
So if you know your audience, not just who they are, but what are they interested in, you know, what are their behaviors, we can start to say, here's something that we can offer to them of high value that matches their interests and behaviors. And then we build a strategy around that. So getting clear on what's the first step, even before someone buys, what's something that will move them closer to that we can give them for free of value and structure that around them, and figuring out, getting clarity on what will also repel the people who are not ideal.
Yeah. Because, I often say to people, it's just as important to have a list of the people that you don't want to serve as it is the people you want to serve. Because sometimes in knowing who you don't want to serve creates clarity in who you want to serve, right? And then the list becomes very small.
And that's where I was saying often a strategy can be a single blog post. We can drive $1 million of revenue from a single blog post if we have clarity on that strategy. And I'd be happy to share that blueprint with your listeners if that would be valuable.
Yeah, so if somebody wanted to get in touch with you or share the blueprint, how would they go about doing that?
At greenleafsocialmedia.com. You can learn more about us, but I'll make a resource that dives deeper into the retargeting if they want to go to greenleafsocialmedia.com/retargeting.
Okay.
And we'll make that available as a download to see a blueprint of how to plan out a retargeting strategy and really to get the big brand exposure on a shoestring budget through digital.
Fantastic. Just a full-packed information show. This is Richard Lannan. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll close off the show with asking Joseph sort of a final tip, the things that we can do to be set for success in our business. This is Richard Lannan. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan for Set for Success, where we've been discussing what you need to do to be successful in your business, career, and life. In this case here, in business, small business, from a digital of things perspective, digital strategy, your social media opportunities, your knowing your numbers, and basic promotion versus marketing with Joseph Rancett. Now, Joseph, if you had sort of one final thought that you could leave our listeners, what would it be?
You know, really, it would be implement a retargeting strategy. If you're not doing retargeting, not only are you burning your advertising dollars, you're leaving money on the table, and you're missing out on the best returns that your business will ever see through retargeting. So plan a retargeting strategy, implement a retargeting pixel, and get that sorted out because that will help your business explode.
That'll help your business explode. You know, that's actually quite interesting because now I'm intrigued and I want to go have coffee with you and talk to you more about retargeting. So you got me sort of
interested. Or you could visit greenleafsocialmedia.com/retargeting and we'll give you the package
yourself. Download the package. Yeah. I want to take this opportunity to thank Joseph for joining me today on Set for Success. Always a pleasure. And of course, the listeners for tuning in. If you want to send me some information, a note or an idea or a question about something, just richard@setforsuccess.ca. I will definitely respond to you. As usual, no matter what you do, be set for success and make your journey count. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.